We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Prop Shop Show, Week 7 edition here on Roto Grinders. I'm here with my main man, Will Priester, Chief Justice 06. Chief, another week. There's a lot going on in the prop world. We got basketball, we got baseball, we got hockey, we got esports, we've got football. This show is basically going to be football all season long. We can dig into this stuff very early in the week in an attempt to give our listeners and viewers an edge. But there is a lot going on in the prop shop on the Discord and a lot going on general across all of the prop sites right now.
Yeah, man, for sure. You talked about it. NBA, NFL, hockey, still have some playoff baseball. Esports, in my opinion, Brett, is probably really what sets the prop sites above the rest, especially Underdog and Prize Picks. Like, when you've got esports going all day and then that parlays into your nightly investing, I mean, you can have some really big days, you know, pretty quickly if you do it the right way. So I love the prop sites. It can be an all-day affair if you let it. So kudos to the sites for kind of getting this stuff right and having things available for us to invest in. I love it.
Yeah, Chief, we were talking pre-show too, and we'll get into the picks in a little bit here. The prop shop, it comes up a lot. That's in the Discord I'm referring to. You can link your Roto Grinders account to the Roto Grinders Discord all for free. You go to the prop shop, you can talk and chat props and whatever you want with hundreds of people basically all day long. Last week football, it wasn't the greatest for me, and I know in the shop it wasn't the greatest for you for football. Let's talk to these people, right? We've been pretty good up until that point. So we had a down week. It's not going to bust you and me if we have a down week. Some of these people go all in every week. We are sort of similar where we have a pretty reasonable bankroll behind us. But I'm playing, yeah. I'm just trying to think like a unit for me is like a tenth of 1% of like my bankroll, right? Like it's so small, but it's still enough to make a lot of money where I could lose for a week, I could lose for 2 weeks, I could lose for 3 weeks, I could lose for 4 weeks. I'm not going to go broke doing that. And I guess I wanted to let you talk a little sort of bankroll management before the show. We were talking about it. It's come up in the prop shop a little bit. So let's talk about that for a couple minutes when you're doing the prop sites, DFS, all the fun stuff that we do.
Yeah, for sure. So, we were talking before the show and I think I used the phrase, you can't bet it all on black every day. Like, you've got to have some discipline so you can have some sustainability. And so that's why, you see me stick to a unit size. And look, I will take a shot. I'll tell everybody that. Like, I might take a shot or two a month, but I'm not taking a shot every day. Because when you have a Sunday like we had, like Sunday for me was a bloodbath. Monday we came back and made some money. Like, it's and that's kind of a part of the flywheel. But once you get the flywheel going, you'll realize quickly the more disciplined you are, the more money you're going to make long term. And so, for me, Britt, I think we're probably pretty similar. Like, as we were talking, like, usually early in the morning, like if I'm playing CSGO or KBO, which is they've kind of just taken away from us now. You know, and a lot of the earlier things, I won't be in for more than 5 units. Like, I just will not. And if it goes well, I'm literally already up on the day. And then by the time we get to the end of the night, Britt, I'm actually dialing back my units, right? As the day goes on. If I have a big morning, I'm not investing nearly as much at night. I don't care how much I like the slate. Why is that? There's another slate tomorrow and another slate the next day and another slate the next day. And so, you know, if you want sustainability, discipline is the key. And just looking at it in smaller chunks, like I know in the prop shop, I say, you know, 1K a day keeps the 9 to 5 away. Like, that's like one of my slogans. And yeah, you know, I want to make $1,000 a day, generally speaking. But if you just make $300 a day, right? Britt, and I've run the math on this, that's $9,000 a month.
That's and it.
If you make $300 a day, you'll make $9,000 a month. And you don't, I mean, you can sit here and do this from home. And I'm not saying everybody's going to do it full time. It's not about that. But it's about showing you how easy it is if you have the discipline. You can make really good money at this and not have to, you know, stretch your bankroll every time you play every day. But you just got to get it built up to that point. Like, we've all started at different spots. You know, luckily for us, we probably had some traditional DFS money that I was able to just pull out of my FanDuel account and roll it into this. Some people, you know, you may start with $100 deposit with $100 deposit match. You need to be at $5 units. Like, you don't need to be playing $50. Like, your whole bankroll will be gone in a day if you make some bad decisions. So you just got to get it built up there. And, you know, my rule of thumb, you get to, you know, maybe $1,000, maybe you bump it up to $10 or $20, but don't go and just, you know, start blowing through your units, you know, because you've had some success. Because as easy as it is to have a 20 unit up day, you could easily be down 50 units tomorrow if you get crazy. So having that discipline.
How many props you betting in a day to be down 50 units? Well,
it depends on where your unit size is and if you start taking shots.
Yeah, you can get there on a Sunday too. So I just want to add, to me, I probably have, I would say, if I'm betting a unit, I would say in the hole, right, I have maybe 300 units, right, where like that is basically my bankroll for all this, right? And then I bet like one unit would be my side. Like, so I'm backed up where I could lose today, tomorrow, the next day, whatever. It happens. Poker, I went from poker to DFS to now this, and DFS and prop betting and sports betting, all that. You got to have a lot of backup. Don't overextend yourself. And over time, if you you know, follow trends and watch shows like this and become a better sports better, prop better, you should be able to stick around, which is the key. Longevity. You got to be able to overcome
longevity. And let me say this too, Britt. Like, you know, I say 1K a day. Like, and I think I said this before the show. If I average 1K a day, average, I'm going to be at 30K at the end of the month. Like, that's really my goal. It's average 1K a day. Like, so it's not necessarily I'm actually going to make 1K a day, but today it may be 8, tomorrow it may be 2,000, the next day it may be -500. But at the end of the month, if I've averaged out $1,000 a day, it's great. It's a great month.
Guys, I want to also be making 1K a day with Chief's bankroll plan. So everybody wants to make 1K a day, Chief. Let's do 10, 100, 500 a day. We'll get up to 1K a day with everybody out here. Let's start talking about some props for Thursday. The sites have them out. I've been poking around. I definitely have one favorite prop for Thursday. I'm interested to see what you're on. I don't play. First off, Taysom Hill was at 3 fantasy points last week on Prize Picks. They bumped it up to
4.5, right?
They bumped it. Hey, you went over that too. So, but I was playing it at 3. That basically it didn't save my week because I had a down week on Prize Picks, but that helped out a lot getting that at 3 fantasy points. What are we looking at for Thursday? We've got the return of DeAndre Hopkins. He's sitting at 60.5 yards, a little bit of a wild card, but you know, DeAndre Hopkins. It depends, you know, what he's taking right now, but let's hope, hopefully he's able to play in this game pretty good. He's sitting at 60.5. The totals, we don't know who the quarterback for New Orleans is going to be. If I had to guess and reading the tea leaves, it's going to be Andy Dalton. I think they're going to get Olave back, but without Michael Thomas or Jarvis Landry as well. There's not a ton of props up right now. What are you looking to play?
Yeah, so first off, this is a game, no matter who's at quarterback, that New Orleans should be able to win. I do want to say that because the Arizona defense hasn't been great. Now, I know they made the Seattle Seahawks look anemic somewhat Sunday, but overall, I do think New Orleans has a pretty good shot here. And so, you know, with Taysom Hill at 27 rushing yards, it depends on how many opportunities he gets. If he's involved in the offense, that feels like a good prop to me. Another one that feels like a good prop if they get rolling. Don't look now, folks. Alvin Kamara is well over 60 yards the past two games. Pretty much pushing 100. Like, if he's going to continue to get this kind of work in the running game, I like him a ton. Chris Olave should be back from the concussion. So I like him as well. We've got Kyler Murray at 1.5 passing touchdowns. I think I'm going to leave that one alone, but I think I'm going to take the over one interception. I mean, the over half interception on Murray here. I think there's good enough defense from this team that they can run him into trouble a little bit. But those are kind of my main props. Don't have the field goals up right now, of course. I do think Will Lutz is probably a good bet for one and a half field goals, over 1.5 field goals.
I saw Lutz is up on Underdog if you wanted to play him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I saw it there. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely saw it there. The only thing is I expect New Orleans to win, but I don't expect Arizona to be too far behind. And so that's really why I'm not as excited about Kyler's props yet. I do want to see where his rushing prop comes out at. Like, Britt, if he's anywhere near 25-ish, I'm probably taking the over again. He was 27.5, I think, last week, wasn't he? 27, 26, and he blew through that much worse team on defense. Don't get me wrong. But if I had to pick two props right now, I think one would be Alvin Kamara at 65.5 or Taysom Hill at 25.5. And then I think I'd be taking Murray over a half interception. Even though a half interception has a lot of variance, you know, this team has been really weird watching this team. And I think Murray would be in the trouble a little bit here.
Yeah, Kamara actually, so I write up a couple of these either late Monday night or early Tuesday morning for scores and odds. And Kamara was my pick for scores, one of my picks for scores and odds this week. This is too low of a line for a guy who has 19 and 20 rush attempts. The offense, what are they doing, Chief? They're just running, the offense is running through literally Alvin Kamara and a little bit of Taysom Hill right now. So with the back-to-back huge games, this could be 14, 13 rush attempts. One, he could get this in. And if you add in the 19 or 20, there's literally no way he doesn't go over if he gets 19 or 20 rushing attempts.
Yeah.
So this Kamara is certainly one of my favorite ones of the week. It opened at 70. I was playing it then because I thought for sure his prop would be over. Vegas opened it at 64, 65.5. Price picks adjusted down. I've doubled down on that now, Chief. I'm like all in on Kamara for the Thursday night game. So he's definitely my favorite. We'll have to see when the fantasy points come out. I doubt they give us Taysom at, you know, 3 again, maybe at 4.5. I'd probably take him at 4.5 if Andy Dalton's playing, right? That could be one rush into the end zone or a couple of rushes for 30, 40 yards or something like that.
Or he could sneak him and throw a touchdown this time.
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways for him to get there. So I like that. And the board, I sort of like DeAndre Hopkins over 60.5. I mean, what else are they going to do, Chief? It's Zach Ertz. AJ Green is complete dust. Rondale Moore is getting a bunch of screen passes. DeAndre Hopkins is going to be the focal point of the passing offense, going to pick right up. Maybe not the yardage reception guy that Hollywood Brown was, but he's going to – the 60.5 could be just a couple of catches for him. I think that's a little bit too low. I think Underdog has him at 69.5 yards or something like that. Yeah, 69.5. So if you were playing him, the 60.5 on Prize Picks does look pretty juicy. And I guess we just got to wait for a couple more Thursday props to come out. But the Kamara, I am with you. That's definitely my favorite.
Yeah. So the only thing for me on Hopkins is I'm probably going to get burned. I feel like I want to wait and see like what happens exactly. So I think I'm just going to avoid him on Thursday. But that's all that is. Like, please, folks, trust Britt on this one here. I'm not going to play him just for that reason.
Yeah, Kamara, the only one I'm heavily invested in at this moment would be Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, me too.
I was looking around a couple of the other sites. I think I didn't really see too much. Again, I always say this. I don't want to make it a Prize Picks show, but there's just the lines are better. There's more stuff to do on Prize Picks generally this early in the week when we run this show. Did you find anything? I did want to mention to people on Drafters. So if you've never played on Drafters, you can go to the top of Roto Grinders. You can click on the DFS sites and go to Drafters. We have a sign-up bonus for them. They have a NBA reload bonus too. So you can basically like double dip on bonuses and stuff like that. If you deposit $500, you get like an extra $100 in bonus through their site on top of whatever the Roto Grinders bonus is. They don't have a lot yet. We haven't really talked about Drafters much, but I did want to bring up that they do currently have a little bit of a reload bonus. So make sure to go check that out. You could email them or message their support. I'm sure they'd be able to hook you up. It's like an NBA bonus. You can use it for props. You can do whatever. You don't have to play NBA. You can just play NFL props. So make sure to check that out.
Yeah.
The only one I really found, or again, it was just, I tried this last week, Chief, and I led the shop astray because the line on the stat shootout in the Cardinals game was too low. It's too low again. So it's at 50.5. So last week it was at 47.5. Every other game's like 55, 60 plus over there. And you can put together a reasonable Kamara. Benjamin's going to base. I think Benjamin's going to play and be the total workhorse. Take your pick of Olave or DeAndre Hopkins. It's not out of the question to get a double up of 50. You can ladder that up again, to the 3X and the 4X. I've already done that. That's really the only thing I found on the other sites. Everything else is basically best on Prize Picks right now.
Yeah, and I mean, Thrive does have some out. Like, Thrive does have
enough. I need more Thrive.
Yeah, they've only got a few. But they do have Kamara at 64.5, and they do have Kyler Murray over an interception. Like, I'm probably going to be inclined to run that one on Thrive this week for the Thursday game because I'm going to get the 3.6X. Like, it's just I'm getting a better payout for literally the same thing. So I do feel good about that. But once again, I do know interceptions are high variance, but I'm going to trust my read on this one here.
I just put it in. I'm with you on it. I just locked it in on Thrive for 20, a quick $20. I'll try to win 72. It's a lot better if you're going to win. If you're going to spend $20 on a bet, it's better to win 72 than 60.
Absolutely. Any day of the week.
Still Thrive's pretty sweet on that. And on Drafters too, you get up to 100X on Drafters. No, you got to get. I went like 7 for 8 on this a couple weeks ago. So, and I missed it by like 1 yard, Chief. I was sweating it out. And it didn't work out, but you can really get some fun stuff on Drafters. But let's go to Sunday. I think I have 8 props circled.
Can I mention one thing for underdog? By the way, sorry about that. So on underdog, I think I'm going to get in early. I'm going to take Kamara over 64.5. I'm going to take Murray over 0.5 interceptions. And I'm going to put in Will Lutz for 1.5 field goals. Like, I'm just going to get that now. And that's 6X. Yeah. So that's where I'm on underdog for the Thursday game so far. And then let me say this too, Britt. From what I've gathered so far this season, if you're patient enough to wait, underdog is going to give us better second half lines than Prize Picks for the game. So if you're watching a game, you want to kind of get some in, like underdog is giving us most of the time way better lines, and they're coming out later. The difference is Prize Picks is going to give you the second half lines almost right away, so in the first quarter, and then adjust as the game goes along. Underdog is only going to give them to you pretty much after the second half. The first half is up. A few minutes later, they'll have the second half props. But they're coming in better, so that's just the FYI, another way to kind of help increase the bankroll. And they're giving you reception props, where Prize Picks actually isn't giving you reception props for the second half. So wanted to point that out for all the listeners as well.
All right, let's get this. By the way, everyone, it is my birthday today. I had a Chief. Guess how old this old man is?
I'm gonna go with 37, Britt.
So my wife bought candles, and there was a 2 and a 4, and it is not 24 like the cashier thought. Someone was having a 24th birthday. So I hit up the big 4-2, the 24 sounds much better.
Yeah,
we're having a nice little birthday show, so the birthday karma is going to come in for us.
Yeah. Let's
start. Oh, happy birthday. Thank you. Thank you, Devin, very much. Hit the like button if you want to wish me a happy birthday. That's the best way to do it. Let's start with pass yards. I looked through these. I got one I like. I don't know. You usually like pass yards a little bit more than me. I got one. Who are you looking at?
Oh, yeah. Listen, Britt, you already know I'm in on some pass yards. I'm taking Joe Burrow over 262.5 against Atlanta this week. That one, it's not free, but it feels really good.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
They're starting to dial up the passing yards. I mean, big time. Shout out to Ja'Marr Chase for going over 100 yards and screwing up my McPherson prop at the end of the game, but covering for our season long. I did take him over 5.5 100-yard games on the season. So he's at 2. I need 4 more.
We're going to get so screwed on this Jameis Winston over 2.5 300-yard passing. Like, if we're going to get – I don't know. We need some good juju because I don't think –
Yeah. We need Jameis back in the saddle for sure for this to work. So, yeah, that's season long. This is one I think that's sneaky this week, Britt, but all the underlying factors – point to the under here, I think. As bad as Denver is, their defense has been spectacular. They've been limiting quarterbacks like crazy. I can't – it's low. It might not be low enough. I'm willing to roll the dice on Zach Wilson under 175.5. Like, especially
– that is a low number.
Especially when they want to base this team around Breece Hall. I mean, seriously, though, the Denver defense isn't the problem. It's their offense. 175.5, I'm willing to go the under there. You know, 110 yards against Green Bay, 210 against Miami, 252 against Pittsburgh. But I'm telling you, this Denver defense, they've been limiting passing yards like crazy. So I am – and part of that is ball control and other things. But Zach Wilson, I'm going to roll with how I think this game is going to go. Take the under here. Somebody I'm taking the over on this week. I do like Davis Mills over 220 against Las Vegas. Las Vegas' defense has not been great. You know, I expect Houston to try to push this ball down the field a little bit. I know Pierce is going to get going, but I really like him to go over here. And I'm not saying he's going to like 300. I think 245. I think he ends up somewhere around 250. So I like Davis Mills a ton. Those are some of my favorites. I'm a little bit torn on Brady against the Panthers this week. 267 still feels a little soft early, like it does. But the problem, if they get in control of the game, he won't have to throw the ball as much. But 267 felt a little soft to me. So I'm not sure how I want to approach Brady yet. But so far, my favorites. I know it's low. Zach Wilson, I think our projections have him at 221. I'm going to disagree this week, and maybe I'm wrong, but like I said, Denver's been limiting quarterbacks big time this season. 175.5, I'm taking the under. Davis Mills at 220.5, I'm taking the over. And then absolutely taking the over with Burrow at 262.5 against Atlanta.
Yeah, I like the Burrow one. I'm going to talk about him in a little bit, but Atlanta's allowing the second most passing yards and second most completions per game. I did not have Burrow on my list, but I'm adding him to the list right now. The guy I'm on is Jimmy G. Jimmy G's not great, but this is against Kansas City.
Yeah.
Dude's going to have to pass against Kansas
City. He's going to have to throw it. Yeah.
He's going to have to throw the ball. We've got, I believe the Chiefs are allowing, what is this, the most receptions per game. So there's going to be a lot of opportunities for Debo. We saw Ayuk have the big game. Juszczyk out of the backfield. You know, the strength of this team now, I think, is their receiving crew, not so much the run game. And in these games, if they're going to want to keep up with KC, I think Jimmy G, the over on 235, you can have a nice correlation play. I think my two favorites would be Debo and George Kittle. You can add those in, get a little bit of same game parlay without having to pay the extra juice on a sports book. So Garoppolo, he was the only guy I had on, but I'm definitely going to – I'm going to get some Burrow for sure.
Britt, I know how you like to shop. Wilson is 203.5 on underdog. And I meant to bring that up as well. So I'm definitely taking him on underdog.
Yeah, I would play that. I would not. I don't think I'd do the under 175, but
I know everybody convinced me on the 203. I know it. Everybody's scared of 175. I know.
You should get 5-1 payout on the 175, Chief.
Yeah. So here's my question. Who's actually – so – we saw last night, right? And I'm just bringing this up as a reference, okay? As a reference. That's all this is. So last night, we saw Justin Herbert go against this team. We've seen Derek Carr go against this team. Like, we've seen tons, and I do mean tons, of what I would consider to be more pass-heavy quarterbacks go against this team. Against the Denver Broncos. Britt, by chance, do you know how many passing yards Justin Herbert had?
Oh, well, it's got to be under 175. Otherwise, there's no way you're
The
under on Wilson.
No, it's not. He's at 238, and he threw the ball 57 times.
Oh, yeah, it's just that's the defense.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. So for a guy – Zach Wilson is not on a Justin Herbert level. And he also, in my opinion, doesn't have as good of receivers. Like, you know, Mike Williams couldn't get anything going last night. And so I'm definitely not afraid of Garrett Wilson and the gang against the Denver. I'm just not. Like, I really think they're going to take this passing game away. So that's why I'm on the under 175. But it's better on underdog. And so thank you, J-Ro, for sure. And I meant to bring it up because I got things that I've got written down and compared. And I did mean to bring it up. But I'm on under Zach Wilson all day. And just by virtue of underdog being higher, this is probably one you wait on. Like, it's not going under 175. If anything, Prize Picks probably goes up to 190 or something like that. And you could probably wait on that one. So I think that's the right call on him. But I'm still on the under 175. I think he ends up around 158.
All right, let's go to rushing yards. I mentioned Kamara. I've got two others that look pretty much too good to be true. Did you look through the rush yards? I know you looked through them. I'm going to go through two of mine. I mentioned Kamara. Kenneth Walker is 65.5 against the Chargers. The Chargers, this was the other one I wrote up on Scores and Odds. Let me just pull up here. So the Chargers allowing 125 yards per game on the ground and 5.6 yards per rush attempt. So let's pretend Kenneth Walker, 13 rush attempts times 5.6, 72.8 yards, Chief. The prop is – that's 13 rush attempts. Walker has big playability too. This is an easy over. I think the books open this – well over 70 when it comes out, in my opinion. Kenneth Walker, one of my favorite props of the week. And the other one is Travis Etienne, who is just
– he's taking over.
Dominant. He's – you know, we were on James Robinson, and it worked out 2 of the 3 weeks to start the season. Chief, I think the torch is being passed to Etienne. He's trounced in every advanced metric you can look at. Etienne is absolutely trouncing James Robinson right now. And this is against the Giants. I mean, this is – this could be 8 rushes is all he needs to hit 46 yards. He's gotten 10, I think, in 3 of his last 4. And if they're going to start giving him the ball just a little bit more and pretend Jacksonville is maybe up in this game a little bit. I don't know. I think ETN 46 and a half is just a little bit too low. So Walker, ETN, and Kamara are my two rushing yard props.
Well, let me say this too, Brett. Believe it or not, if you went back to J-Rob last week, he crushed the over. He was at like 39 and a half. And, mm-hmm. and that's why sometimes you just have to go back to the well when the sites over adjust. But yeah, ETN at 46 and a half, I definitely think that's an over there. Especially when he's starting to pick up a few more carries week to week to week to week to week. So I like that one a ton. But, Britt, I don't want to bury the lead mm-hmm. for rushing yards this week. I don't want to bury the lead here, Britt. There's one guy.
Are you looking at? That Robinson I think, or Breece Hall?
No, it's no, either. And I do like Brian Robinson this week for what it's worth. Like, I think 53 and a half might be too low. Like,
all right.
I think they're going to get him involved.
Stop teasing us, Chief. Who is it?
Josh Jacobs against Houston.
All right. I know that's a big line for Jacobs.
But he's going to get 20, 25 carries in this game, I think, Brett. At that type of volume. And he's showing us some big playability this season. What I mean is, not he's going to rush for – hit a 50-yard run, but he'll gash you for – an 18-yard run, a 50-yard run, a 12-yard, and then all of a sudden you look and you're like, wait a minute, Josh Jacobs got 50 yards rushing in the first half. When did that happen? So Jacobs at 73 and a half against Houston, sign me up. Absolutely probably my favorite prop on the week. Houston is giving up 164 yards on the ground. I love Jacobs. And then, Britt, I got to stay on brand here. Until Derrick Henry gets anywhere near 100 yards, I'm just going to be taking overs every week at this point. Like, this first game against Indiana, he was at like 70 and a half. I took the over. He was at 85, 84, 85, 82 and a half against Washington. I took the over. Until he gets to around 95, I'm taking the over. He's going to get the volume. I'm expecting him to continue to blow through these props. And I think next week we see an adjustment, and he's probably up to 90 and a half. Until then, I'm taking Derrick Henry over 84 and a half, anywhere I can get him.
Anything else standing out to you, Chief, or you want to head over to the receiving yards?
That is it, my brother. Receiving yards time.
All right. So let's see here. What do I got? I got one, two, three. Three I'm on. So I guess I'll go first on this one. So I mentioned Debo at 57. And if you're on Garoppolo, I would certainly like just play Debo or Kittle along with him, because these are just way too low. If you think Garoppolo is going over 235, Debo at 57 is way too low. Kittle at 47 and a half, getting volume now, playing every snap, running routes. It's just way too low. So that's if you're going to play Jimmy G, play one of those. I think my preference is Debo for sure at this point in time. You can mess with Ayuk, but for seven more yards, I'm going to take Debo for sure. He's the ability of him to break a big play at any given time. Multiple tackles is just way too high. So I love Debo. I know you like Chase. 77. I'm sure you're going to play Chase. How about some T. Higgins too? I mean, he gets just as many targets. They might not be as well, this year, I think his average yards per catch is a little bit higher than Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah, it is. Chase has been really around the line of scrimmage a lot this season, and T's been kind of getting the intermediate deep routes. So, yeah, I like both of these props. I'm almost inclined to just take the discount with T this week at 65.
Yeah,
like now we're starting to get enough of a discount for me to not have to worry about Chase. But I probably will. This is when I'm probably going to game stack. And if I run Burrow, I'll just run Chase and Higgins. Both of them can hit this prop together. So
give me that Flex Friday prize picks. Come on. We want to have the 15X.
Yeah. Last week they gave us a free $15 or something. I was like,
it's fine.
What is this?
Yeah.
What is this? So
the prop shop hit too many 15Xs on them, I think.
Yeah. The week before, we hit them pretty good, I think, for 15, big time. So I will say this. One of my favorite props on the week, despite the quarterback play, Michael Pittman, yet again. I talked about it last week, Britt.
He's the other guy I had written up as Pittman.
Listen, 66 and a half against Tennessee, who don't look now, folks. Tennessee is giving up the most passing yards per game on season at 287.5. I think Pittman at 66.5, again, is too low. He's going to get the volume. He's basically 2008 Julio Jones with Matt Ryan. He's going to get everything. So, and Alec Pierce has been getting work too, don't get me wrong. But Michael Pitt's still going to get the target. So I like him a ton. And really, you probably can run Alec Pierce too. Like, I feel good about running these guys and just not running Matt Ryan. They can both hit these props and Matt Ryan do absolutely nothing. So I like this one a great deal. Those two are definitely some of my favorites. And Brandon Cooks, I'm going to handcuff. I know he hasn't had a big game yet. I'm going to handcuff him with Mills against Las Vegas here. The big game is coming. And I know we had this funny discussion about people being due, but it's really all about the work. Cooks is still involved in the offense. I like him a ton.
Yeah, Cooks, I don't know. I know you like the Mills over. If the Mills over is going to happen, you think Cooks would get there, but he's spreading the ball around a little bit. But the 56.5, I think, for a baseline is just a little bit too low for Cooks. So I could certainly get behind that. I think that's pretty much it for me. I think Tyreek against Pittsburgh, could probably one of these Miami receivers is probably going to go over. I'm not on Terry McLaurin with Heinicke likely to start. Everyone else.
No, we should be on McLaurin, I think, with Heinicke starting. I think he's going to have better numbers.
Then Wentz likes to chuck it down. Between Brown and Samuel, Heinicke is like Curtis. When the Curtis Samuel prop comes out, I'm definitely going to take a hard look at that. That's a Taylor Heinicke player.
Yeah, I'm all aboard. I think I'm going to take Terry by default. Terry's not a main play for me, but I think I am going to take at 55.5. So for instance, sometimes you have to keep going back to low numbers. It's kind of like CS:GO. We've had a rough, we've been having a rough go at it, but then, things will correct themselves. If Terry McLaurin keeps coming out at 55.5 receiving yards, we're going to win that prop more than we lose that prop. And so it's about the long-term value. Just like Britt, and this is an epic fail of mine, I play Juju Smith-Schuster every week when he's in the 40s. Mm-hmm. I hop
you
off.
Didn't play, week, you didn't last week.
Hop on MVS like an idiot, and I'm calling myself an idiot because I made a rookie mistake, and I make one every season. That's my rookie mistake. That's my reminder. Always, these guys come in this low with quarterbacks that are going to sling it. You just have to take the over. If we get MVS this week at 42.5, I won't forget about him either. I'm not just going to go to Juju and hop off MVS. They're still fairly low for the amount of volume and the type of targets they get. So, just don't forget about that. So that's another reason why I've made my one mistake. I will not overlook Terry McLaurin this week at 55.5.
All right, I think that's going to about do it for the Week 7 edition of the Prop Shop. Make sure to check out all of the prop sites, Prize Picks, Underdog, Monkey Knife Fight, Thrive, Drafters. You can always check the top of RotoGrinders to get your best sign-up bonus code, and then you can, behind the scenes, or I know Drafters, like I mentioned, has that extra deposit bonus for NBA. Finagle yourself a couple extra dollars or free entries or something like that if you email support. I think that's going to wrap it up, Chief. It was a good talking about bankroll management. I think that's something, we've been talking that in the DFS streets for, I know I have. What year is it, 2022? This is about, 10 years I've been playing? I think I found FanDuel in 2012 after poker went away in 2011. So, I've been in the DFS streets for 10 years. I played poker, as my main job for over 5 years. Now it's sports betting and props. It's all the same, Chief. You gamble a little, but never put it all on black at once because that's when bad things happen. Bankroll management, always a key to still stick around with some longevity and being able to sort of grind your way back from the losses. That's going to wrap up the Week 7 show. Thanks to all you joining in on YouTube. Click the like button on the way out. We would greatly appreciate it. Thanks to everyone from the Prop Shop for joining in. Again, if you're wondering what the Prop Shop is, it is a free community in the RotoGrinders Discord where you can talk odds or props or DFS or sports bets with a bunch of other like-minded people at any time and point during the day. There is a large community there, so make sure to check that out all for free that Chief has been able to put together for us along with RotoGrinders. And other than that, I'm going to go enjoy the rest of my birthday. Chief, you know what that's going to involve? The rest of my birthday is going to involve me being asleep within about the next 20 minutes. So that's going to be the end to my birthday. I am tired out. I am ready to go to sleep. Chief, I wish you the best. And everyone out there in week 7, thanks for watching. We outcha.